Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
It's always a good time to bring back an old segment, and this time I have an extremely half-assed intro. Mail away, mail away, mail away. This is Big Bob Loz's month of mail. I don't check my postbox very often at all, so when I finally get around to it, we've got some gold.
Ooh.
Can I just point out as well, when I went to do the prep for this segment, i.e. Opening my mailbox last night, I realised they didn't have the key. Because the key I brought in for a prank where I was trying to handcuff you to something, I brought in my mailbox key to throw you off the scent.
Which had the opposite effect at the time.
It did, actually. So I had to squeeze my hand through the mailbox. So I got quite cut up on the rusty opening. But I have some mail. Let's hit off some music, Brooke.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry. I was not prepared. I was so taken back by the pile of mail you've got sitting in front of you.
First, I've got a lovely message from Tony Passon. To not forget, lest we forget, for Anzac Day. He's got me an Anzac biscuits recipe. And if that one is too worn and tattered by the rain, I've got another one.
Wow, Tony Passon really trying to get in touch with you there.
He really wants me to bake those biscuits. I'm celiac. I can't eat gluten, Tony.
Could have baked them for me, but whatever.
This looks like a pretty generic Post. Australia Post catalogue.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers for that one. Oh, Easter blessings.
Oh!
I've got a bit of John 3:16 here. Easter services in the Riverlands.
Isn't that beautiful?
Just in time for that one.
It's a lot of pamphlets, really, isn't it?
Now, I've got a few letters addressed here. For people I don't know, I'm aware of roughly who my previous tenant was.
Yeah.
I know what her name is. This guy, Sawmill, I've never heard of at all. I've never heard of Mr. Wilson either.
This envelope is destroyed. I don't want to touch it. No, thank you. It looks mouldy.
It's mouldy. It's rusty. It's completely tattered through. We've had a little bit of rain, but I don't know how it could have gotten that.
That is awful, Bob.
Damaged. In a month, it's only been since the 28th of March. I'll just check the mail. Unless I didn't check hard enough. I do generally check my mail in the dark of night. Last thing I do before I go to bed and come in.
Again, I'm so disappointed. It's awful.
Fans of this segment will be happy to know I'm still a subscriber of the Australian Journal of Pharmacy. Still getting those. But I want to check this out as well. This is to residents in the federal electorate of Barker. So this does relate to every one of us. We know there is an election on at the moment.
It's probably just that information.
Yes, it is just Tony Passon marketing materials. That's unfortunate. I thought it would be, you know... Oh, it is postal vote applications. So it's helpful. But it feels a bit dishonest for official looking mail to just be... advertise it, campaigning. If it says important voting information, well, yes, but the information shouldn't be vote for this one person who sent it out.
The moral of the story is Tony Passon, if you want to get in contact with Bob, his mailbox is not the way to do it, basically.
Yeah. Alternate message from this Australian Journal of Pharmacy top story, a deluge of disasters.
Delightful
stuff. Check that one out.
Love that.